Now we have Amelia on the phone with a question. Hi, Amelia.
Hello.
Hello. What is your question for us?
My question is, how do stinging nettles sting?
Have you been stung recently?
Yes.
Oh, no. Where did you get stung?
In the bottom of my garden.
In the bottom? Or in the bottom of your garden?
Yeah.
So, stinging nettles in Amelia's garden, Chris. What was going on when she got stung?
The answer is the stinging nettles have all over their leaves lots of tiny needles, and if you look at the leaves and stems of a stinging nettle closely or use a magnifying glass, you'll see these tiny little things sticking out of the leaf surface, and they are hollow and they're made of silica, the same stuff that sand is made from, and inside them is a liquid, and that liquid is histamine and another liquid called serotonin and some other chemicals that the plant makes. And those little straws of glass or sand are very, very fragile. And when you touch or brush past the leaf, they get into your skin, scratch the skin, and then they discharge or release some of the histamine and the serotonin that's inside them into the surface layers of your skin. And those two chemicals are really irritant. They actually stimulate your nervous system and they stimulate the nerves that signal pain and itch in the skin. And this causes an inflammatory reaction, and that's why you get a little bump where the sting was. The reason the stinging nettles do it, of course, is to warn you off of treading on them or eating them in future, because if you get a painful contact with a stinging nettle, you know to watch out for them in future and avoid them. And so they've evolved to do that as a means of defence.
Does that all make sense to you, Amelia?
Yeah.
Did you do anything like rub a dock leaf on your stings?
No.
No, did you just style it out? And deal with the pain.
Yeah.
I was going to ask the rest of the people in the studio, do people believe the dock leaf thing? Because you're meant to rub dock leaves on stings. Do you think that helps? Is there any science behind that?
I have done it before. Whether it's actually any better than rubbing any old leaf, because we know that if you've hurt yourself, rubbing it makes you feel better. And that's because you're stimulating all the other nerves that are going on. You're stimulating your touch sensors. And that kind of overpowers that feeling of pain. That's why if you've bumped your knee, you give it a rub. But I don't actually know if there's anything in the chemistry of dock leaves that makes them better.
I reckon it's probably the rubbing.
I think you're right. There's something called the gate theory of pain that Melzack and Wall came up with about 40, 50 years ago. And just as you say, Ginny, that when you stimulate large, low threshold mechanoreceptors, which in plain English are the nerve cells that you stimulate when you brush skin gently, when you look at what they do in the spinal cord, as well as telling your spinal cord my skin is being brushed gently, they turn off the cells in the spinal cord that signal pain. And therefore, that's why when you experience pain, you rub something better, because you're effectively using your own inbuilt anaesthetic system to turn it off.
Absolutely fascinating. Thanks very much for your question, Amelia.